You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I think he's healthy, stronger than he's ever been. This guy's a highly touted player, you know, and the narrative that has been pushed by some in this circle and the words that get used are just insulting, but the guy busts his butt and he's a hell of a player, and I expect him to have a great year.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Harbaugh with praises of David Ojabo. You're shaking your head no, Jeremy. Are you thinking the same thing I'm thinking?
Go ahead. I'll tell you if it's the same thing I'm thinking.
The narrative. We're not pushing any narrative. The guy got drafted in what year did he get drafted? 2022.
Mm-hmm.
He's played in a total of 18 games since 20. That's not pushing a narrative. That's facts.
The guy's, even if Harbaugh's not telling you, he's on the bubble. There's no narrative to push here. You have a logjam. You have one of the best rosters in football, and you're going to have to make some tough decisions. And what have we said? Well, Vinny come in later and obviously talk about it, but when he brought up Ojabo, it's like he's got to show you something. We've seen some flashes here, but again, is he going to play? Like, how much special teams? Is he going to play? Is he even going to be involved in the pass rush at some point, or is it just another able body in case you need him? I don't know.
But what words are used that are offensive? What words are offensive?
He just
on the bubble, not available. He played 13 games last year. I give him credit for that. But the guys you said, Jeremy, he played 17 in 1 year. He's played 18 in three. He has four total sacks for a guy. Wasn't he drafted for his ability to get to the quarterback?
Yes.
He has four total sacks.
And remember, he was supposed to be a top 10 pick, but because of the injury.
The injury. And listen, everybody knows that. But that's part of the scenario, isn't it? That's part of the diagnosis with him.
Of course.
If he can stay healthy on the field, if he can produce, he could be a phenomenal player. But there's no one pulling against David Ojabo.
No.
I want David Ojabo to be back to where he was at Michigan, because if he is, phenomenal. But we just haven't seen that guy yet.
Yeah, and again, like, it's not a – I don't think anybody's here knocking him. We'd like to see him succeed. We'd like to see him force his way onto the team because he's doing something. You just don't have enough – evidence, data, whatever you want to call it, we just haven't seen it. We haven't seen, you know, him play at a high level when he's been out there. And then on top of it, we haven't seen him out there that much.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Harbs, if it's insulting, why has he started one game since he's been here? Don't insult him. Start him.
I mean, it feels like some of the coaches in this league and some of the teams try to find something. Like, remember when the Chiefs told you nobody believed they could win it? What? When? On the second or the third one? Which one was it?
The Patriots had that too.
Yeah.
Nobody believed in us.
What are you talking about? Nobody believed in you. What are you talking about? You had more people pick you than anyone else.
Even the day that you went to the Super Bowl, all the announcers picked you. Everybody on the panel picked you.
Stupid.
I had no idea who didn't pick. Who are these people? Who are these idiots? 410-583-1057. I hope Ojabo, if he can step it up, get healthy, get back to what he once was, I think he's a sensational football player. I do. I like him. He's a likable guy, too.
So far, he's been a sensational college football player.
Exactly. Exactly.
And again, he would have been a top 10 pick, more than likely.
He's only 25.
Had he not had the injury.
He's only 25. His final year at Michigan, his junior year, Dude had 11 sacks and 5 forced fumbles.
And Rob, he's a talented player. So
6'5", 255.
If he doesn't wind up on this Ravens roster, somebody else is going to pick him up and kick the tires on him.
It's funny how he shrunk from 1 year from college to the NFL. I looked at his college stats, it says 6'5". I looked at his NFL stats, it says 6'4".
I'll trust the NFL.
So the injury, he lost the inch?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I can't.
It was a leg injury, wasn't it?
I can't afford that.
That's why I said pause. He's taken to the second round, number 45 overall. He's a freak of an athlete. And again, he's only 25 years old. He'll be 25 the entire season, not 26 until next May. He's still young, could turn it around, but I hope he turns it around here because I want to see David Ajabo do what David Ajabo can do. And like you said, right now he's only done it in the college level, and he did that for 1 year.
And so to be fair to like Harbaugh and the coaching staff, you guys get to see him on an everyday basis, so you know if the media is being fair to him or not. And it may be a simple fact of, as you pointed out, not a lot of games, not a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, would you want to be,
out there?
What you want me to say about him? What you want me to say about him?
You think he's just building him up,
Buttercup?
Just in the sense of, oh, like, look, I got my guys back. Because like, I think there's some players that hear what he says, and it's like, oh, well, like, the rest of the world doesn't believe me, but I got my coach, so that's fine.
He said, worst of all, you never call baby when you say you will. But I need you.
I'm back, Rob. Jeremy, okay. What are you talking about, man?
You said build me up, and I said buttercup, and I started singing the song.
I hear you. If there are players that listen to him, it would be this guy right here, a guy like that. A guy who is underachieved, who knows what he's capable of. He doesn't need to build Lamar Jackson. Now, that's good. That's a good observation, Joe, because there's certain guys who need you to have that us against the world mentality for them to run through that brick wall for you. There's certain guys who don't need that. He doesn't need to do that for Derrick Henry. He doesn't need to do that for Lamar Jackson. He doesn't need to do that for Zay Flowers. Those guys don't need John Harbaugh to wave the pom-poms for him. But you're right. David Ajabo is the type of player who probably does, because maybe he's not feeling that great about himself. Because he has not achieved.
Yeah. Or also, maybe he's got that chip on his shoulder and feels like he hadn't been given the right opportunity. You know?
Yeah, you have to. You played 13 games last year. Give an opportunity. You played 13.
I'm just saying, like, again.
He can feel that way. I'm not saying he doesn't feel that way, but if he said that to me, I would say, dude, you played 13 games.
But how many reps did he get in the 13 games? You know, like, that's the.
Earn your reps.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, I could.
He was a healthy scratch a few times last year, I think.
He was.
Yeah, the first, from like beginning of October through mid-November.
Is there a position in college?
Reverse cowgirl.
That goes.
Sorry.
I'm fire right now, man.
Is there a position in college that goes from unknown to drafted in 1 year or as quickly as pass rusher? Guys go from who's that to they have a great year to they get drafted.
Running back, maybe?
They don't get drafted high.
It's true.
These guys get drafted first, second round.
The only other thing I would say there, and it's a little bit unfair, would be quarterback.
And you're right. And that was my next point. What are the two most important positions on the field?
Depending on how you feel, it's why I've said this. The guys that get paid are the guys that touch the quarterback and touch the ball.
Quarterbacks and those who can stop the quarterback. All right? If David Ajabo was producing in practice, would he be a healthy scratch?
No.
If David Ajabo was producing on those snaps that I gave him on the field, would he get more snaps?
Yes.
So if David Ajabo is complaining about opportunities, he's not creating his own opportunities.
Okay.
Because he plays at a position that if you do a little bit, I want to see you do more. Oh, he got to the quarterback? I mean, I'm telling you, man, quarterbacks and pass rushers, one great year in college, you're a first-round draft pick.
You keep bringing up sacks, but what about touches and hurries? How many times he touched somebody?
Don't forget the other sack, the other stat that I created. For what? Flustered.
Oh, flustered.
He flustered the quarterback.
Oh, man. He had 7 flusters this year.
they'll create more. The quarterback's going to have to wear meters. How many steps did he make the quarterback take? It's the most ridiculous thing, man. He had pressures. These quarterbacks don't get pressure. I don't want forget about Lamar. I don't want Josh Allen out of the pocket. I don't want Kyler Murray out of the pocket. I don't want Joe Burrow out of the pocket. I don't want any of these guys out of the pocket.
They're dangerous.
So that stat should go out the window. It doesn't matter. It's the dumbest stat ever.
That's why I like hurried. Because when you get hurried, you make mistakes.
True. You That's know? Probably more than rush them out of the pocket. Stop, man.
Don't you touch him. QB touches. Christian Wilkins gotcha. Said, yes, please.
Tag. World is Stupid at 7:45, but on the other side, this is for you fans. If guys like Mullins, O'Hearn, Morton, if they're traded, will you be upset with Elias? I guess for some
Call
of you,
in.
Would you be more upset? Do you question the Urias and Kittredge trade considering the team's control? It's your chance to chime in. We're going to hear from you. We ain't even going to argue with you. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got my snack in the morning, Jeremy. Olives with feta cheese. The best, man. It's the best.
I thought I was your snack pack.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, man.
You can stay home and help me shave my armpits.
Nope, I don't want to do that.
All right. Well, the offer's always on the table, Rob.
Has there been a surprise trade, or will there be a surprise trade, Jeremy, for the Baltimore Orioles?
I think so. It's weird. Like, Mancelino made a comment about Mountcastle. And, you know, talking about Mayo and the at-bats are going to get you. He's like, you guys will see real soon. I'm just wondering if Mayo is the guy that they put. I don't want to see Mayo get traded, but I can't argue if you end up putting in a package for Mackenzie Gore or Joe Ryan. How can you argue that? You got a young pitcher that I don't know if he's still doing it, was leading the league in strikeouts and Gore. Remember, he started off the season with back-to-back double-digit K games.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing him here, putting a good defense behind him. Yeah, I think he's the guy that I would want the most out of that grouping. Joe Ryan's more polished than him.
See, Mayo wouldn't be a surprise trade for me because I said at the beginning of this about a week, 2 weeks ago that either Mayo or Kerstad are gone. I think so. I think one of those two are gone because I don't think...
You'd be selling Kerstad low and Mayo you could still get a ton for.
I think the Orioles, as you just said, still want a bang trade. They want something that's a bang. And you can't... out of the veterans, there are no two veterans you can put together to get a bang.
And it's not a bat. It has to be an arm.
Exactly. So you have to go out and get, or unless it's a guy who is a young, proven outfielder. I think they'll do that, but I don't think there's any of those guys out there because.
Who wants to give that up?
I was about to say, if you're a contender.
Yeah. Well, again, but the Nats aren't a. I'm just saying, if they're going to go look and kick the tires on some other team that's out of the race, they want prospects. If there's somebody that's in the race that's like, hey, we like Kobe Mayo, but why are you trying to prove an outfielder for him? I get the swap of going to get yourself a bat to get established for a pitcher and then maybe adding in a couple other prospects. But
yeah, I think one of those guys, Mayo or Kerstad, gone. I agree with you. Kerstad would be selling low.
I think we see a package, whether it's like Mullins and Morton to the same team or.
And that's about 4 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Because it took a while for that to work.
Yeah.
They're not done.
No, they still have like the four guys that we expected to get traded. The four that we talked about the most are still here. O'Hearn, Mullins, Morton, and Eflin.
Greg just said to me, Greg Carpenter from today's 101.9 FM, he said to me he thinks they'll surprise us by not trading Ryan O'Hearn. I said that wouldn't be a surprise for me. That would be disappointment.
Yeah.
Not again, not because I don't like O'Hearn. It would be on the business side of me would say, why didn't you trade Ryan O'Hearn? Why? What are you thinking? If you want to get Ryan O'Hearn for next year, then go, so be it. But right now, you know, you wouldn't have Melvin Moore if you didn't trade Mike Bordick.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened the next year? You got Mike Bordick back.
Well, and I think there are some of those opportunities. I was saying to you, like, if they made a trade with Mayo, you still have Mountcastle there to play first base. Could you kick the tires on Hearn to come back and have those guys split against righty lefties or however you want to work it? Would anybody be interested in Mountcastle in a trade, even though you have them, you know, under control for a bit? I just don't know what this looks like for the rest of the day, but I do think we see multiple trades from the Orioles today, even after all these trades have gone down.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to Hampton and get Dustin. What's up, Dustin?
Good morning, man. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
What's going on, Jeremy?
What's up, man?
Hey, I just wanted to express my disappointment for the Soraya's trade, man. Look, yesterday you were on my boy Trippy talking about best man up. He was proved to be a better best man than Arias. A guy who, you know, didn't really have a style in this lineup for the past 3 years, but continuously has proved to be able to produce when he sits 2 to 3 days, you know? It's like, especially for a guy who's controllable for next year, he's a gold glove and a more than serviceable bat. You know, it's definitely a little disappointing, this trade. I can get behind the rest of them, but this one is...
See, I disagree. Because, okay. Liking Ramon for what he's done here and understanding, I don't think anything you said was wrong about him. It's still a utility player. And again, when we go back to what people say Mike Elias and these guys do well is scout. They found a guy in low A ball with a 2-run ERA and an unbelievable strikeout rate that's, what, 6'7", named Palmer. How do you fault that? Because you need to filter pitchers coming in, and that's where this is the weeds of baseball that nobody cares about. It's just win for me right now, and you don't know the minor leaguers. Like, have any of you guys even checked out what Dylan Beavers is doing? Do you know what level Judd Fabian's on? Do you know, like, people talk about this stuff like they actually know it, and they're just hearing names get popped up.
Fabian in left field last night. I watched the
I'm just saying, like,
I watched the Tides game. I think he was in left field last night.
The point is that, like, so many people talk about these things like they know who these guys are. Right. And I'm not talking about Dustin. Like, all the things he said about Ramon are correct.
I'm about to say I agree with Dustin on a disappointed level, but I also am man enough to say personally disappointed. I'm not commenting on the trade and what it does for the Orioles. I'm just personally.
This is the trade I'm most intrigued by so far because, again, we said that there was a possibility they could trade Ramon.
Yep.
But the guy that they picked, like, I want to see more of him. I want to find out what it is that they see something in him that they think they can. And again, you get a guy that's 6'7" with that weird angle. You start thinking of, like, Chris Sale, and you start thinking of even Garrett Crochet and some of these guys that have that power arm. One of the weird things I brought up Chris Sale, you know, that's the guy Whit Merrifield was being interviewed on a podcast. Mm-hmm. And he said there was a pitcher on the Braves that would take a shot before every game. And everybody was wondering who it was. And then everybody's like, I think it's Chris Sale. Kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does.
Wiry son of a bitch out there, all fired up. Ichabod Crane looking fella. 6'7", a buck 10.
That's not bad. That's not a bad idea. Take a shot before the game.
Wanted to say something else other than fella.
Yeah.
Bob Crane.
Fella was there, so it worked.
Let's go to Joaquin in Baltimore. What's up, Joaquin?
Hey, how y'all doing today, man?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Always, man.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Rob, I love your baseball knowledge, man, your inside scoop on the O's. I love the O's, but I'm not interested in these trades. Unfortunately, you know, I usually get excited about this, but I think the way they manage the team, man, with this platooning and different, you know, people. I mean, some guys got the same positions, but I want to see the same team, same lineup out there.
Well, Joaquin, two things, Joaquin. That baseball's not really played that way anymore. But number one, the first, going back to the first thing, if this were 2021 and 2022, I understand you being excited about trades because we're still building up. But coming off seasons where you win 101 and 91 games and has two straight postseason appearances, no, trading at the end of July is not anything that you're supposed to be excited about. I'm not excited about it.
But this is what they're supposed to do with the way the season went.
I'm speaking about it to kind of educate you. We both are. But don't get it twisted, Joaquin. Neither Jeremy or I are excited the fact that this team is in sell mode right now.
Not just me. Okay, then. Yeah. Okay, thank y'all for
that. Yeah, but like, again, like going back to this, they're doing what they should be doing where they are in the season.
Yeah. We're not excited about it, but this is what's supposed to be done right now.
Yeah, you don't want visions of grandeur in the team holding on to all these players saying, hey, we hope we can get back into it. We're only 8 games out. You've been saying that for 3 months now. You know, like, they should be trading away all the pieces with expiring contracts.
And correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm misspeaking for you, but Jeremy and I plan right now to be thinking about what we were adding to this roster for that final postseason push.
I thought they'd be making a move for another arm at this point.
Those were our plans. I mean, we're basically just doing our jobs right now. This is not where we plan to be. It's not where Mike Elias planned to be. It's not where Brandon Hyde, who's not even with the team anymore, planned to be. So there have been a lot of disappointments this year. But at the same time, the show must go on.
Yep.
410-583-1057. World is stupid at 745, but on the other side, do you agree with Elias' move thus far? Will you be upset if they don't sell off more parts? Some of you are upset that they're selling off parts. Some of you are like, man, turn the page on these cats. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I love that one of the last calls we had about not being excited about these trades. I love that because you're not supposed to be. You expected to contend this year.
I do think you can be excited about possibly hearing about adding a starting pitcher for like they did with Rodgers and Eflin, where you have a little bit more
last
control.
Year. Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, your season went awry. This was supposed to be the one where you feel like you're taking a step forward, and it didn't. It felt like a huge step back. And no matter who you talk to, everybody's got a reason why. There's a lot of people that just point right at Elias and everything's his fault, which I don't agree with. And again, we could sit here and argue it. Make your points. But be like, my whole thing is, you can be critical all you want, but be fair. Don't sit here and tell me he hasn't done anything. He didn't sign Bisaccia in the international market. Somebody literally said we have zero superstars on this team. You don't think Gunner's a superstar? Man, get that. You know what? We got a lot of stupid people.
Andy Koska will join us to talk more Orioles at 8:30. But right now, do you agree with the moves that Mike Elias has made? Will you be upset if they don't sell off more pieces, Mark in Linthicum? What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, the trade that I'm the most interested in so far is the Urias trade, and it has nothing to do with Twine Palmer, who they got back. It's about what I'm excited about is who's going to be replacing Urias, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be a guy that gets almost no discussion on any of the talk shows, or I even haven't hardly seen much about him in any of the written media. It's Jeremiah Jackson. Have you seen this? What this guy's doing in AAA in the month and a half that he's been at Norfolk?
Did they get him in a trade too, or was that a guy they drafted?
This is a guy they picked up as a free agent.
Yeah, picked up as a free agent.
But he was a second round draft pick as an 18 when he was out of high school back in 2018. He was super highly rated at the time. The kind of guy that is, never quite lived up to his rankings.
I got his numbers.
Finally now, at 20, I think he's 24, has broken through, and he's hit like 380 with a OPS of like 1,100.
Mark, what do you think? Are you saying he's going to replace him this year, or he's his long-term replacement?
If you look back last week,
we got other callers. I'm just wondering, are you saying he's going to replace him this year, or he's his long-term replacement?
No, I think he's called up. I think.
Definitely. I agree with you on that. So, I just don't know whether he's his long-term replacement, though.
I mean, so he's been with Norfolk and now Chesapeake, as they call Bowie, right. And the numbers there were 106 hits, 106 hits. He had 41 ribbies, 15 homers, .313 batting average. You and I don't care about that, but people do. .343 on base percentage, .537 slugging, and .879 OPS between the two.
Okay. He came up early this year, never played. I think he came up.
Was it a doubleheader thing or was it a...
No, he came up legitimately and then instantly sent back down for a pitch. I think a pitcher got hurt or something and he got replaced instantly. Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'm okay with all of the trades, but for the love of God, can we please get rid of Flaherty? I mean, Cano. I'm sorry, but you know I got it, Rob. Come on, man.
He called in just for that. An old callback.
You got some numbers on Jeremiah, or the info on Jeremiah Jackson?
And more of just texts of people saying, I don't understand why you're getting rid of your best utility player. You're going to need him next year.
Oh, my God.
There's other people out there.
It's the first time somebody's fallen in love with a utility player. Everybody told us how bad Ryan Flaherty was and why do you have him on this team? Well, he plays every position. He's a plus defender everywhere. And then every once in a while he runs into one. We're not knocking Ramon. Nobody's bashing him at all. But to sit here and fall in love with a utility player.
But this feels like bizarro world because last year you people wanted him gone for Mateo.
You wanted him released.
Yes. Last year. Jeremy and I dodging bullets last year from you all wanting them gone. And us not loving Jorge Mateo. Do you remember this?
I do.
Do you remember this?
I do, but I mean.
We're sitting here a year ago today. We're sitting here dodging verbal bullets because we're telling you that he's a better player than Jorge Mateo. And you're telling us we're insane because Jorge Mateo is a supreme athlete. And we're telling you, no, this guy's a ball player. And you're saying that Jorge Mateo should have gotten a gold glove over him. Remember that?
Yep.
You all were upset that he got a gold glove and Mateo didn't. Fast forward to the day, you're telling us why they shouldn't trade him. Listen, I've been wrong about things. The difference between you and me is I'll tell you I was wrong.
Well, you also don't show up the next day.
I don't revisit history. I don't rewrite history, I should say. Yeah, you guys just rewrite this stuff. Now all of a sudden, you can't do what Ramon Arias. Is that what we are right now? A utility player. I love the guy. I love him. Always did. But I ain't that upset they traded him.
I wish some of you cats would call in that said, just trade Jackson Holliday. Just, hey, he's not. Just move him. I mean, oh, it's a second baseman. He's not hitting. The kid's a bust.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Morning, fellas. Let me tell you why I have no faith in Elias. And I'm not excited about anything he's going to do today because the last 2 years we've had arguably the best team in Major League Baseball. And when it came to the trade deadline to get us over that hump to make a good playoff push, he did nothing. And now I'm worried that he's going to do the same thing today. No major things, no major pieces that's really going to be impactful for us. And we'll go into next season wondering.
Mike, I can't debate on your opinion on those other things. But at what point, Mike's gone. Mike hung up. Yeah. At what point did you feel like last year the Orioles were the best team in baseball?
Yeah. When?
At what point?
Midway through the season? Because they were basically a 500 team like down the stretch. You know, they weren't hitting going into the postseason after Westberg got hurt. Everything kind of...
I didn't go into playoffs feeling like we were the best team in baseball.
No. But again, this is the visions of grandeur. You have a guy here. I have no confidence in Elias. He did nothing. So he didn't trade for Zach Eflin, which was the best pitching acquisition at the trade deadline of any team. Any team. And so you could sit in here and say what you want. And again, like going back to some of the other moves, everybody killed Trevor Rogers. And now you bring up how great he's been this year. And then the debate now is, oh, it's only 9 games. Okay. But he didn't make, you know, you didn't make these moves. You didn't make a move for Corbin Burns at the beginning of the year. And again, there was a transition in ownership as well. Somebody please
tell
me.
You got Corbin Burns.
Please tell me at the trade deadline, everybody they should have gotten. Should they? You wanted them to throw in Jackson Holliday and Basayo to go get
Tarik
Skubal?
People wanted that. You know people wanted that.
You wanted to get Skubal for those two guys?
Because these are just prospects. Zach in Pikesville. What's up, Zach?
What's up? Good morning, guys.
Hanging in there, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Just wanted to chime in real quick. Early in the year, I would say, you know, I wanted to keep a lot of these guys around, like Setti and O'Hearn. But, I mean, at this point, the way we looking, we got to get the bang for our buck.
Absolutely.
You know, O'Hearn been hot. Loriao been hot. If you're not Jackson Holliday, Rutschman, O'Gunner, I mean, at this point, I don't really even care. Just mix something up, make something happen.
Zach, I'm 100%, man. Let's go to Rosedale, get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday Eve.
Happy Friday Eve to you too.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe. Should the Orioles have gotten more in a trade with Astros for Ramon Urias? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You too. And no, he's a utility player. The trade value doesn't increase because of your love for a player. Yeah. I love him. I want more for him. That's fine. But at the end of the day, what's he worth? They're still rumored to trade for another infielder. You realize that, right? They traded for him, and they're still rumored to trade. The Carlos Correa thing, although Correa's saying it's not that serious. They're still rumored to trade for another infielder.
Rob, we just traded a guy. And again, this isn't me crapping all over Ramon, but he's got a .248 batting average, a .300 on base percentage, a .388 slugging, and an OPS that's below 7. It's at .688. And again, like, it's not me.
What's his career OPS?
Career OPS is .728. In 2020, he had his best year where he had a 9. Well, he didn't have many games. And by the way, his WAR is 1.4. And I know, like, people, you don't want to get deep into the statistics and look at it, because everybody was telling me, it's like, oh my God, if they don't re-sign Corbin Burns, he's going to win 18 games or 20 games for the Diamondbacks, and then that's 20 games the Orioles could have. That's not how that works. Your wins above your replacement, and with Ramon, he's worth 1.4 wins a year. Yeah, I'm trading a utility guy to have control of a pitcher that could become a great piece in your bullpen, a great piece in your rotation.
But I love him.
Or I got news for you. Or he could become nothing and just blow up. But it was worth taking that shot on him.
Andy Koska joins us to talk more Orioles baseball at 8:30. But on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, the world is stupid.
Yeah, we're going to get into a couple different things. How about mass circumcision? Anybody want that? Mass circumcision?
No.
I'll tell you how it went awry in South Africa, and it's not pretty. And hey, thank God, the U.S. Senate committee, they're on it. They just voted on shark depredation bill. It's going to prevent sharks from eating fish off of your lines. I'll tell you exactly what this dumbass thing is. We'll get into that next here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. All right, let's start off with this bill that just got passed. The Sharks Act just cleared the Senate Commerce Committee, thanks to Senator Rick Scott and Senator Brian Schatz. For leading the charge to tackle shark depredation and protect recreational fishing. And I know there's some fishermen out there that are probably going to tell me this is a good thing. And that's fine. Maybe it is a good thing that they hold sharks accountable for stealing your fish. This is dumb.
So yesterday we found out that you broke the law by dying.
Mm-hmm.
And today Don't hold sharks accountable for eating.
Is it just sharks, or what about big fish? What if like a grouper comes by and steals your fish? The U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation is scheduled to vote Wednesday, which it, you know, obviously this went down. It aims to stop wild sharks from biting fish on fishing lines, which, if you're reading it the same way I'm reading it, you think it sounds stupid, right? Yeah. It would create a, so they're going to create a task force to study shark behavior and make recommendations.
Is this government funded?
Yeah. So we got rid of all these other government things. Like there are people in Michigan that when they had an issue at school with lead poisoning, they didn't have anyone to call because they got rid of that program. So it's like, you figure it out. But you, call us if a shark stole your fish. This is just, it's stupid. Unfortunately, the bill falls short by not explicitly forbidding the task force from proposing shark culls or population reductions as a solution, leaving the door open to people just going out and killing sharks and getting paid to do it. Like, there's a whole process to the ecosystem, guys. Like, I was watching a video of a woman that was throwing her shoes at an alligator that was going after, what was it, like a little family of deer or something. And she's throwing her shoes. And I'm like, you do realize that's what that eats. Like, that's their food. What if an alligator come in your house while you're grilling your steak and just starts hitting you in the head with his shoe? It's probably a croc. I think that's what he wears. No, sorry. But, Rob, like, it's just so, like, what are we doing? This is
so
where
the fishermen would tell you, well, we eat fish, so we're stopping them from eating our food.
Yeah. Every day, fisheries and fish farms are pushed past their limit, resulting in the seafood industry being unable to meet consumer and retail supply and demand. In fact, the reality is that 85% of fisheries are at or beyond their limits. Even so, the seafood industry is expanding rapidly across the globe in Europe, Latin America, Asia, and Oceania. This matches the forecast and report of 14% surge in global demand by 2023. So this task force is going to be out there killing all them damn sharks. So get out their way. I wanted to bring this story up, and this is sad and it's dark, but I don't know who gets together for a mass circumcision, but they had a ceremony that left 39 boys dead and dozens more mutilated after botched procedure during tribal initiations in South Africa. Is this really something that had to happen? Mm. I mean, what? Listen to this. Gruesome complications in 2024 led to 11 penis amputations after unskilled traditional surgeon used old spears and razor blades to perform the eye-watering rituals. Rob, I have to show you the pictures of what they used for the circumcisions. This is the whole reason I brought this up. I'm going to retweet this story. This is nightmare fuel. Yeah, go ahead and take off that extra skin there, Chief, with that. That's a razor blade.
That looks like a prison shank.
Yes. Joe, did you see this? Here,
let me
look.
See it.
Look at this.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know what that looks like? That looks like one of those fancy butter spreaders.
It looks like the thing that you use to open oysters with. This is like a dull knife.
Yeah.
It's like rusty and stuff, too.
And this is a razor blade, and that's what was going on. And again, it led to a lot of deaths and mutilations, and this is just like, what are we doing? Why would this even happen? And again, different cultures have different styles of things that they like to do. But really? I mean, you've heard about some of the stuff that happened to women, too. And it's just, it's awful. But when you look at these pieces, and I'm posting it on Twitter right now, if you want to see the actual, what I call them weapons, surgical instruments, because again, it's a straight razor. And as Joe said, it looks like a shank. A prison knife.
Robson, so, no, I said that.
Oh, you did. At JCon Sports, if you want to see that on Twitter. Let me get to this last story because I know we're running out of time and I do want to touch on this. Did you hear about Gilbert Arenas?
Yes.
Yes.
So good old Gilly, he was actually skipping around and celebrating, saying, yeah, I'm free once he got out on bail. Basically saying, they got nothing on me. All I did was rent the house. We shall find out. But you know why I'm bringing this up? Because you know what Gilly was doing?
What was he doing?
First off, he's a jackass, the way he treated his teammates. If you haven't watched that whole thing with the guns in the locker room and all the stuff with him, he thinks he's cute. He thinks he's funny. His podcast, he says so much out-of-pocket stuff. He was laughing about Malik Beasley getting busted for gambling. He was laughing about all these other guys. And lo and behold, here you are, right involved in this. And here's what it says. So again, innocent until proven guilty, but Gilbert Arenas and five other defendants, including a suspected high-level member of an Israeli transnational organized crime group, were arrested today on federal indictment alleging they operated an illegal gambling business in which high-stake poker games were played in an Encino mansion that Arenas owned. So this Arenas' debate is going to be, I just rented the mansion. Like, I didn't know they were playing. Now, maybe that gets him away from it. But he's been doing this stuff for a long time. This hasn't been secret about him playing cards, his love for guns. Like, watch the documentary. What was that? Was that a 30 for 30 or was that one of the Netflix Untolds? Do you know, Joe? I think it may have been a Netflix Untold, like the Manti Te'o one, the Marty Fish one,
Yeah, it was called Shooting Guards.
Shooting Guards. Ah, clever.
New York Post wrote that one.
Clever girl. What do you think about this, Rob? Because, again, we're going to get the shovels, and I'm going to bring up a lot of people that have gotten in trouble this week. But
I don't want to hear that. I didn't know stuff. You rent out your property. You tend to at least ask people what they're doing. I mean, have you rented out property ever?
No.
Do you have an idea what's going on in there?
I'm just being honest. My wife does all that.
You have an idea. You have an idea what's going on.
But here's the thing.
I think he'll get off on it because you got to prove he knew it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You have to. If he says he didn't know, now you got to prove that he knew. So he'll probably get away with it, and that's fine.
I give zero about this. Like, go ahead. I don't care that you're having these illegal gambling parties. I just think it's ironic that he was making fun of these other guys when he got his own demons and was doing stuff, trying to push his podcast. And he's got a bunch of guys on there that are just idiots. I mean, if you listen to some of their sports takes, you're going, take his mic away right now. That's your World of Stupid.
Shovels at 8:45. Don't go anywhere. I got to hear that. But on the other side, Charlie Kolar, said that he was upset with fans for how they pushed back on the whole drop pass thing with Mark Andrews. Is this a good idea for Kolar to take the fans to task? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.